Kane Lee, and we're here at the Masters of Digital Media program, and I'm going to take you through the process of rendering from 3D Studio Max to the 80 core processing nodes that we have here at the Masters program. Okay, so here we have a scene in 3D Studio Max of a character running and jumping towards the camera. Okay, now if we hit render, if we just hit render on the local, we can see that we get an image here, right? That took a long time to render. So what we're going to do is we're going to kill this job, okay? And then what we're going to do is we're going to come back over here to 3D Studio Max, and we're going to tell the parameters for the render scene that we want 0 to 45. So this from 0 all the way to 45, we're going to render out. And then we're also going to tell it that we want it saved in the P drive. So we go and say, okay, save to P drive. And then what we're going to do is we're going to file save so that we have the most up-to-date file, and that the cube, when it looks back and says to 3D Studio Max, what are you rendering, it has the most up-to-date version. So we're ready now to submit to renderer. So we're going to go ahead and do that. And then we're going to call this Tina Test as the job name. And then we're going to tell the priority to be 1, so we're not sitting in line, because we don't want to do that, especially not now. And also I can tell the computer how many CPUs out of the 80 cores to use. And I'm going to just say 40, so that it goes, you know, relatively fast. And I'm going to tell it 0 to 45, so it's already saved. So we're going to go ahead and submit to the render farm. And we're going to go over here to Cube. And Cube is basically the communicator between 3D Studio Max and the actual render cluster farm. So I'm going to go ahead and hit refresh, and we can see Tina Test right here. All right, so we're going to go to the task, and we can see that it's 34% complete. And we can go down here and click on the each individual frame, which we've rendered out as a PNG with alpha channels, so that when
say
we...
Say that one more time.
We've rendered these frames out as PNGs, so that, and they also have alpha channels, so that when that way when we go to the compositing aspect of the film, it makes it easier on the compositors. And so we can look at each individual frame that we've rendered out, seen here on Cube's outbox. And then we can also go into Cube and see how long is it taking for each one of these frames to get rendered. And as you can see, this one took 4 seconds, and the rest of them are actually getting faster. So we'll hit refresh and see what the job... Oh, it's done. That was really fast. This is the final render that we job submitted of the chief or commander running towards the camera and jumping. That's the basics of rendering.